This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Belarusian opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said today that she had asked the United States for further sanctions on individuals and companies supporting the Belarus government. The Biden administration said on Friday it was drawing up a list of targeted sanctions against key members of the Belarusian government following the former Soviet republic's forced landing of a passenger jet and arrest of a journalist, Roman Prostasevich, and his girlfriend Sofia Sapega on board. Speaking in the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius, where she is based, Tsikhanouskaya said she welcomed a decision by the United States to introduce sanctions against Belarusian state-owned oil companies starting on June the 3rd. President Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The president will meet privately in Tulsa with survivors of the violence that killed up to 300 black people along what was known as Black Wall Street. He's the first president to take part in the remembrances, and the visit comes amid a continuing struggle over racial justice. He's been pushing Congress to pass a policing overhaul, and today will announce steps to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites. The White House says one step will address issues leading to black-owned homes being appraised at far less than comparable homes owned by whites. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria Monday against the granting of President Bashar al-Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels claim the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision gave a decade into the country's devastating civil war. This is VOA News. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked a court on Monday to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking to the court in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in these checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture. In the meantime, Russian law enforcement officials seem to be working overtime this week as the head of a Russian opposition group that announced its shutdown last week said he was pulled off an airliner and detained by police on Monday. Andrei Pivovarov, the leader of the Open Russia, said his flight was already taxiing for takeoff at St. Peter's Pulkovo Airport when it was halted and he was removed. A post on his Twitter account later said he'd been taken to the investigative committee offices on suspicion of managing an organization that has been determined to be undesirable. At least two of his associates, his former assistant Alexander Solovyov and his chief of staff Vitaly Venediktov, also had their home searched. Also on Tuesday, a police raided the country home of opposition political candidate Dmitry Gudkov. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday that Moscow is prepared to answer any questions the U.S. may have, including on human rights, at the scheduled summit between the presidents of the two countries next month. However, the minister said Russia would reject discussions on the basis of the international rule-based order, describing it as a discriminatory framework that holds the West as the arbiter in all spheres. The Biden-Putin summit is expected to take place in Vienna on June the 16th. Members of the nations of the World Health Organization have approved a plan to negotiate the terms of an international pandemic response treaty. Attendees at the closing session of the World Health Assembly in Geneva voted on Monday on a resolution to create a special WHO assembly session in November aimed at reaching a treaty or convention that would help nations better cope with outbreaks similar to the COVID-19. WHO General Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told attendees the time has come for such a treaty.
We need a general commitment that outlives budgetary cycles, election cycles, and media cycles.
He said it will address the lack of sharing of data, information, technologies, and resources that marked the sluggish response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.